Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. I'm in John chapter number 8 tonight. John 8, I don't have one of them things on tonight. Let me do this. Turn this down. Can you turn it down a little bit? Let me try preaching with this thing. I look like C.T. Townsend up here. I'm in John 8:31. Have you found that? You can kill this one, brother. John 8 and 31. If you found that, let me hear somebody besides Wade say amen. You could have said it again too, brother. I knew you was there. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Father, I thank you for the night, for these that have come, for the chance to be in the house of God. I thank you for what you put on my heart today, Lord. I thank you for the times that you manifested your presence, Lord, around me today. I pray you'd fill my mouth and guard my tongue. You'd give me physical strength. You'd give me voice. You'd give me ability to stand and proclaim the truth. I bless you for the night and for the chance to stand behind the desk once again. And if anything's done, Lord, it'll be by your strength and your power and your spirit. We ask these favors tonight in my King's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Now, in verse 31 here, Jesus speaking to the Jews, and here's what he tells them. I want us to notice something. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You know what this is? This is Calvinism and Arminianism in one verse. Here's the difference. The Calvinists say you shall, and the Arminians say you must. And that verse says both. Said you will. Well, yeah, says you must. Says you will. That's right. Can you argue with that? Is there anybody throw me up a flag tonight on that? That's not what I'm preaching about. But I just seen that today, and I thought right there's the answer. And ye shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's something that the truth does, and you shall know. Now, in the Word of God, 763 times, you're going to find the word know. Bless the Lord. If it's in there that many times, surely there's some of it we can know. There's something about the word know. 763 times. In the Old Testament, it's this, yada. It means this, ascertain by seeing. To ascertain by seeing or/ to understand. So that's what we do. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the proof of things not seen. I know it's true tonight. I believe this book and I know it to be true. I don't wonder about it, don't worry about it. If there's something I don't understand, doesn't mean that it isn't true. It just means I am ignorant to that part of it, and I need to grow in the grace and the knowledge and learn what that is. I need the Word of God applied to my life. And I'm going to tell you, you need the Word of God applied to your life. We need God's Word. We need a daily dose of God's Word. We don't need it once a week or three times a week. We need it every day. We eat food every day. We drink water every day. We need the Word of God every day. That's the only way we're going to know what we need to know. We need to know what it is the Lord would have us know. Ye shall know the truth. Well, he is the truth. So the more intimate you are with the Word of God, the same with Christ. The better understanding of the Word the same with Christ. You cannot separate Christ and the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There you go. So we know by that verse what the Word of God is. It is Him manifest. It's the God in the flesh, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Bless the Lord. That's Him right there. That's Him. So we have it right there now. So, but when we come to the New Testament, I thought, I wonder what this word in the New Testament, if the Old Testament is yada, and it means to ascertain by seeing, in other words, that's what he told Eve. Eve come to knowledge when she looked on the fruit. And he said, you take a bite of that. She's seen, and she understood. She'd like to have a little taste of that. And the devil tempted her with it, and she took a bite and gave it to Adam, and he did eat. He must have been there with her. He could have said, honey, don't do it. But he didn't say nothing. He just ate the fruit. And when she did, her eyes was open, and then she really knew. She knew there's something wrong with her. You know what? America needs to understand there's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with us. Praise God. The one thing I do agree with my Calvinist friends is this, is the total depravity of man. The tea of the tulip. That's what it is. We are totally depraved. We got to have a Savior. You can't save yourself. Religion won't do it. Your grandma and grandpa can't do it. Your mom and daddy can't do it. You got to do it. Listen, the only one can do it is Jesus. And we got to see ourselves for what we are. And we are a train wreck. But when I get to the New Testament, here's what I find. I found this very interesting. In the New Testament, now, if I pronounce this wrong, Corbin, you can tell me. Genazo, to know. You know what it means? This is good. Absolutely. To know. Absolutely / understand, just like the Old Testament word. Yada, understand, ascertain by seeing, but to understand, this says this, absolutely, and we understand. So we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Now it frees us from a lot of things. It frees us from the penalty of sin if we come to that truth. Now this knowing and believing is very similar, synonymous, in a lot of ways, because you won't believe until you know. We come to a saving knowledge in the Lord. You're still chewing on that. But listen, you can't be saved until you know you need to be saved. Or why would you come? And someone was telling me, talked to Brother Todd Black today on his little trip. That company sent him to Hawaii, and so he must have sold a lot of vitamins. And so here's what he said: they've had to go through L.A. to catch a plane to go down to Hawaii. He said, brother, thank God that you live where you do. He said, them people out there are so lost. They're just lost. They're just confused. They don't know nothing about Scripture. It's sad. He said, they don't know. It's just sad. We drove all over. When we went to San Francisco with Dean and Zelma, that time we left San Francisco, drove down to the Big Sur, saw one church. Well, we saw a Catholic cathedral in San Francisco where they made a bunch of movies, but saw one church, and it was a Methodist where Clint Eastwood goes to church. One church, and I don't know how many miles we drove. I didn't see no churches. I'm sure there's some out there. I mean, David Jeremiah's church out there, a few others. But we ought to just take recess right here and shout for 30 minutes, because we live where there's a church on every corner. But you know what that brings? The greater responsibility to the areas where the church and the gospel is being presented. Hey, listen, there's a greater responsibility on us when we have the opportunity to know and we choose not to. Can give you three things I know tonight, and I can do it in 15 minutes. I don't know much, but I know this. The truth shall make you free. Now, I am free because I'm in Christ. Now, number one, here's something I know tonight. Do you know this? I am living in Christ. I am living in Christ. I know that tonight. I don't have any doubt about that. I'm not worrying about it. I'm not going to go to bed tonight thinking, man, am I in there? And wake up tomorrow morning and think I'm not there. I am living in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become. I'm living. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, there it is. If any man be in Christ. Are we in Christ? Yes, we are. Those that are saved are in Christ. We're baptized. I use the verse often. By that one spirit into one body. What body is that? That's the body of Christ. He is the head. We are the body. We're parts of the body. Different parts, but we are part of the body. Hey, bless the Lord. I told somebody, I said, I may be the freckle on the little toe of the right foot, but bless God, I'm in the body. We are living in Christ. If you're not living in Christ tonight, you are dead in your trespass and sin. There's no in between. You had to be quickened who were dead in and sin. So there he has made us alive. Therefore, I am living in Christ. I am accepted in the beloved. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Who loved me. Gave himself for me. I'm living in Christ. If you're here and you're saved tonight, you're living in Christ. If you're unsaved, listen, you're dead. You may be breathing, walking, eating cheeseburgers for lunch, but you're dead if you're not living in Christ. Do you know this? Oh, I know it. 1 John 5:13. I know it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I know that. Listen. I'm not worried about dying and going to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm living in Christ. Bless the Lord. I'm about to make myself happy. I am living in Christ. I'm alive in Christ tonight. Listen, folks that never want anything to do with him, I just don't understand how they can claim that they're alive in Christ and they don't even want to come to church. I can't understand that. Brother Terry, that don't make no sense to me. That'd be like saying, I love to drink milk, never buy a gallon. You know? Just drinking water all the time. Don't make no sense. Mark Madden, I am living in Christ. I'm in him, he's in me. And I'm in him because he's resurrected. Bless the Lord. And I know where he's at. Listen, I know where Jesus is, and I know what he's doing. Ain't that good? Ain't that good? You know where he's at? That's exactly where he's at. That's what he said. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, who? The man, Christ Jesus. I'm living in Christ. I hope I've made that point. Drove that nail deep into the heart that if we're alive tonight, Acts 17:28, if we're alive tonight, it's because of him. And you can be alive physically and be dead spiritually, and that's what a lot of people's at today. They're dead spiritually. Point number two, I'm living in Christ. Are you? Point number two is this. The things I know this. I'm living in Christ, and I know this, I'm looking for Christ. I'm looking for Christ. Everybody in this room can quote this verse with me. Six verses right here, and you can quote it. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for, raise your hand if you're saved tonight. Amen. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will. I will not. I'm thinking about it. I might change my mind. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, yeah, where am I? That where I am, there ye may be also. And here's what he said. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know it. Thomas said, Thomas is Free Will Baptist. Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? He said, I am the way, Thomas, in the truth and the life, and you won't get to the Father but by him. Hey, I know that tonight. I'm looking for him to come and take me to what he's prepared for us to have. There's some people that's so in love with this world that all they can think about is what they can get next in this world, or what they can do next in this world, the next thing. I like that song. I think the Kingdom Air sang, the next big thing. I'm looking for the next big thing, the coming of the Lord. So we know it. Acts 1 and 8 through about verse 11, he tells us how the angels say how he's going to do it. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. That always blessed me right there. Not of me or for me, but unto me. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. I mean, you shall be witnesses. And while they, after he spake these things, they gazed upon him. They steadfastly looked upon him. And a cloud came and received him out of their sight. And then two angels showed up in white apparel and said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, not another one, not somebody else. This same Jesus you see taken up from you shall so come in like manner. Hey, I believe that tonight. I'm looking for that to happen, bless God. I'm looking for him to come. I'm surprised we're still here. Even so, Brother Junior. So, we believe that tonight. I do. Hebrews 9 and 27, Jimmy, says, and he said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. For Christ died. He didn't, you know, he died for many, it says right there. Why is that? Because everybody won't take it. So some will take it. And to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. There it is. Why? Because the first time he became sin for us. Ain't happening again. One time, one and done, friend. The next time, I'm looking for him to come. He's coming the second time without sin unto salvation. And he's only come for them looking for him. According to that scripture. Now, I believe some's looking, but when he shows up, they'll be ashamed. I've got some things I'll be ashamed of. Wish I didn't. But I've decided that from the cradle to the grave, bless the Lord, there's just a lot of things wrong with us. I mean, you would think these little precious ones right here don't have innocent and not a thing wrong with them. The daddy says that's wrong. Why? That's what we are. We're in the flesh and we got problems. Not only am I living in Christ, but I'm looking for Christ. I'm looking for him. I'm surprised that we're here. Now, lastly, you know where I'm going. If I'm alliterating this with L's, somebody's way ahead of me right now. If I'm living in him and looking for him, what am I going to do? I'm leaving with him. I'm leaving with him. Blanton says he's going to sound the horn. That's how we know we're leaving. He's going to pull up and get us. The horn's going to sound. We're going to load up and go. We're going. So I'm watching this evening of eschatology Brother Wade gave me. And I loved the debate. It was a great debate. And I don't know what Brother Piper is in that. He was trying to moderate this thing, and he done a good job. If you haven't watched it, I'd recommend it. It'll help you. One's an amillennialist, and one's a premillennialist, and one's a postmillennialist. Now, one of the boys of the three don't have a leg to stand on, in my opinion. I just don't see, I can't make the Bible, I can't understand it the way he does. But now the pre and the om was going back and forth pretty good, and they all had a valid, they had some argument, they had some ground to stand on. But then we get over there to 1 Thessalonians. And they're just going to take this verse now. And this is one of Paul's first letters. You know that, don't you? That's one of the oldest of his writings is 1 Thessalonians. And you know what they all tore up about in Thessalonian church? There's some of them preaching that the resurrection had already happened and they's gone. And everybody else is left out in the cold. That's what they're telling them. And Paul said, hey, them boys that's been spreading that stuff's in trouble because that's not true. But Paul said it like this in 4 and 13. He said, brethren, that I would not have you be ignorant. You know what that tells me? There's some ignorant brethren. Brethren, I would not have you be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. You can take a lot of things away from me, but you can't have my hope. You can take my car, you can take my life, but you can't have my hope. I got a lively hope. Glory to God, I got hope. If everything else disappears, I still got hope. Hallelujah. In the Lord Christ. And then Paul said in one place, you're saved by this hope. Now I know we're saved by grace. You have to put some more stuff with that. But that's right. That says this hope is very important. I hope you've got that tonight. That you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even those which sleep in Jesus shall God bring with him. Now something they said in that, really, this was excellent. And this was the guy that said it that I didn't agree with much that he said. But he made a statement right here. He said this, people are so confused about what happens to people when they die. Can I tell you, you don't become an angel. And mama's not teaching them how to sing. They can't sing mama's song. We sing a new song. We're redeemed. They were created. They chose to fall. Some of them did. The others didn't choose. They stayed in their first state. He said they are in an intermediate state. That's a very profound statement. That's where they're at. They do not yet have the glorified body, but they have a spiritual body that see and recognize, because they'll know even also as they are known. But they do not have a glorified body as of yet. Not yet. Now I'm taking the scripture and show you where this is at if you're confused about it, but they are in an intermediate state. But they'll know when we get to heaven, Betty's going to know Pat and Debbie and the other kids. And Brother Brant, she's going to know. When I get there, my mama's going to know. I'll be known. They'll know as I'm known. Glenda. He'll know you. He'll know you. Just waiting on you to get there. And we're just waiting to leave. Just waiting to leave. But we can't go until he says, come. He's got a reason that you're still here. Even them which sleep in Jesus shall God bring with him. He's bringing that intermediate with him. And then, praise God, that which is buried out here somewhere, God puts it back together. Say, that is some wild stuff, isn't it? Yes. Isn't that wild? I mean, who could even think this up? And you know how I know it? I know. You know, the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's how I know. He's revealed it to us by his Spirit. And so here he comes, and he's going to bring them. And we say this unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which sleep. Can't do it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, Brother Randall, with a shout. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And they ought to be able to go first because they had to go through the grave. So I say, dead or alive, I'm leaving with him. And the dead rise first. Then, Paul says we here. Isn't that good? Paul puts a we in there. Oh, Paul thought it was going to happen in his lifetime. You're going to get your head cut off, Paul. You're not going to get to go that way. You'll be one of them dead in Christ that rise up. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, listen, it doesn't matter what your eschatology views are. Here's for a fact. If that scripture's true, and I know it is, the Spirit's revealed that to me. That's how I know it. The Spirit's revealed it. My eye didn't see it. My ear didn't. I couldn't think of it. I couldn't put my hand on it. The natural man couldn't do it. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. That's how I know it. I know it's I know it's true. I know these things, praise God. And when he comes, dead or alive, it don't matter. Hey, forever shall we be with the Lord. Amen. Some's worried about whether we... One guy said, no more sea. That's what the Bible says. No more sea. This is... And the pre-guy like to me said, that's after 1,000 years. I said, yeah, I agree with him. No more sea. One guy said, there'll be lakes. He said, why do you think it's lakes? Nothing wrong with lakes. I don't know. It don't matter what's there. The Lord Christ will be there, Randy. If I'm living with him, living in him, and looking for him, and leaving with him, I don't know much. There's a lot of things I don't know. I don't know if I'm going home tonight. I don't know if I'll make it to the house. Pray for us. We're going to the grocery store after here. I need a lot of prayer. I don't ever go. Never. I may never make it home. That might be the one that might do me in. I don't know what tomorrow. I don't know. The weathermen try to predict the weather. They, you know, and they're about 20% accurate, but they do a pretty good job at 20%, I guess. And there's a lot of things I don't know. But there's them three things right there I know. I know that, Randy Mann. I know I'm living in Christ tonight. And I'll talk to him all day. He'd come by and see me over lunch. And see me. Somebody brought me Bubba, killed a turkey, get me half the breast. Or I don't know if that's a whole breast. That's a little bit of turkey. I think that's half of one you gave me. Old Bubba killed it. I chopped that thing up, soaked it in buttermilk, fried that bad boy up yesterday. It was so good I had it again today. And I got enough probably for tomorrow. And it's just real good. And somebody had made some green beans. They had canned green beans the other day and sent them home with us. And a big thing of them, I didn't pick a bean. I didn't pull a weed. I didn't do one thing. All I'd done was heat that bad boy up. Somebody made some. And Now you'll laugh, but I like these things. I like these things. It's like canned biscuits. Every now and then I get a hankering. You know what that is? For canned biscuits. And but not all the time, but every now and then. But I like instant potatoes. I like, now I know Glenda's frowning at me. But look, I guess it's because the first ones I ever had came from KFC. I thought it was the greatest thing I ever eaten. I never lost my taste for them. And I had a pile of them things left over. I could whip them up in no time. You put enough butter and salt on them and a little milk, you'll never know the difference. Throw a little sour cream on top. Oh, my word. Hey, look, I got this stuff fixed. And she's got these rolls. I believe it's manna from heaven. In 12 minutes, you'd think Granny had been in the kitchen cooking all day. And I got them things heated up. They're golden brown. I got them laying on that plate. You'd like to have some of this right now. I'm starving over to death. And I got it all on the plate, and I started praying the Lord. The next thing you know, the Holy Ghost showed up. I'm having a fit in my kitchen over a plate of food. Hallelujah! The Lord blessed me good. You know, I said, I'm living in you, Lord. I'm looking for you. And when you come, I'm leaving with you. I wish you'd come right now. I know we all got lost family members, and you're hoping that he don't come right now. But if he come right now, be all right. He's a coming one of these days. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The question is, are we in the will of God or not? He said, if you are, you continue. And my words, what he said. Sister Jewel, would you come pen? I'm through. I show you mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. And the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. Aren't you glad? Would you stand with me tonight?
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.